This is Z, the number one telephone number in the world.
And now, let's eavesdrop on these dappy duo, Bob and Dave.
Hey, Dave. Have you heard the one about the rope? No, Bob. Tell me about it.
Oh, skip it.
You've dialed Z at 836-5566.
Z will be back with lots more telephone entertainment right after these words of interest.
Milton Wise Properties is proud to introduce Wise Acres.
Yes, Wise Acres, the only housing development in the world designed with the masochist in mind.
It's Wise Acres, 20 square miles of tenement dwellings located at the outskirts of the county, far from freeways, shopping centers, and the fire department. Plus, it's a toll call to Z.
Wise Acres' remote location with a commanding view of the city dump is the only development which guarantees you'll hate yourself for living there.
Creaking floorboards will keep you in constant fear of termite infestation.
Dimly lit streets and a two-man police force controlled by organized crime are bound to maintain your suspense as prowlers roam the alleys.
Be the first on your block to have your butane water heater explode while firemen toss a two-headed coin to see who'll answer the call.
All this plus a crabgrass landscape, leaky faucets, no garbage pickup, and a hidden nest of rattlesnakes imported from Henshaw, New Mexico, makes Wise Acres a masochist's paradise. You'll hate Wise Acres, but most of all, you'll hate yourself for living there.
You've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment from ZZZ, ZZZ.
Now, here's the Z Thought of the Week.
Never borrow money needlessly, but when you must, borrow from a pessimist. He never expects it back anyway.
This is Z.
And now, Z presents another great moment in radio.
President Eisenhower today visited the Chocolate City. The president driving into Hershey, Pennsylvania to celebrate his 63rd birthday. 30,000 or more people were cheering him. All the folks who make Hershey chocolate with and without nuts. Fred Waring was on hand to conduct a chorus of 1,800. Ben Hogan to give an explanation on how he drives the golf ball. And that was a special addition to our calling president. A demonstration of my that famous Ben Hogan
Bar Golf. Well, I won't putter around with that one. Instead, I'll tee off with a tip to those car buyers who like to drive a hard bargain. Now your local Kaiser and Henry J. dealer wants you to know about the new low Henry J. price. Only $1,399 plus rate and local taxes. And that means the lowest down payment, lowest monthly payments on any new car. In fact, after down payment, you can own a new Henry J. for less than $10 a week. And I'll need $10 a week from now on, so come on in tomorrow.
You've been listening to another great moment in radio.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. ZZZZZZ.
Machine gun, flamethrower, and bazooka.
That's an answer for the Z Question Man. And here he is.
Well, that's a deadly answer. And the question is, name two weapons and a bubble gum. Next answer.
Sycamore.
Aha, that's another good answer. And that question is, what do you tell your dog to do when a moor attacks?
Thank you. The Question Man has been presented by ZZZZZZ.
This is the award-winning Z.
At Z, we're constantly striving to provide better entertainment for you 24 hours a day. That's why we're always looking for your comments, suggestions, or ideas. So if you'd like to communicate with Z, send your letters to P.O. Box 64472, Los Angeles. It's just one of the ways we're trying to live up to our title, the number one telephone number in the world.
You've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment from ZZZZZZ.
It's a bird!
No, it's a plane!
All three of you are wrong. It's a sugar-speckled warble sucker.
But how can you tell? That streaking figure must be miles from here.
Ah, that's no effort for me because I'm Optometrist Man. Yes, Optometrist Man. Disguised as Clay Woodview, an unsuccessful gumball machine repairman, dons his super high-powered bifocals in an effort to foil the world's tin tycoons, deceivably stamping made from aluminum on pie tins so small that the consumers of the world are unable to read them.
Optometrist Man, huh?
Yes, I, Optometrist Man, am able to see things no other mortal being could possibly see.
Oh, yeah?
Here, let me show you. I'll take this piece of chalk here and write my name, Optometrist Man, on the back of this black limousine that's about to speed away from here. There. Now, that car is 3 miles away. Can you see the letters on the back of it?
You crazy? I can't even see the car.
Of course. Only I could possibly read what's written on the back of that streaking limousine. It says, Optometrist Man.
Sure, you know what it says. You should. You just wrote it there a minute ago.
Bah, I'm sick of your ignorance. I must go now. We superhumans have no time for you mortals.
But where are you going?
To my dentist. My tongue keeps getting in the way of my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying.
Oh.
You've just heard the exciting adventures of Optometrist Man.
This is Z. And now, it's time at sea for How It Came to Be Named, where we find out how the names of famous people, places, and things in this wonderful world of ours came to be. And here he is, loaded down with his extensive research materials, Dr. Thurston McNeil.
Hello. 23 years ago, an obscure Austrian baker by the name of Alexander Graham, while attempting to bake a birthday cake for his twin daughters, Terry and Julianne, found, to his horror, upon removing it from the oven, that he had neglected to add yeast to his batter. All that remained was a flat, dark brown mass, smelling strongly of formaldehyde. To make matters worse, when Graham tried to remove it from the oven, he tripped on a nearby infant, dropping the pan to the floor, whereupon his cake cracked into 100 pieces. Graham looked at these crackles and decided to sell them as cookies. So, Graham named his crackles Fig Newtons in honor of the 234th anniversary of the death of Sir Isaac Fig.
You've dialed Z at 836-5566.
At Z, here's a message about a product that we think is really worthwhile.
How would you like to be able to give up smoking cigarettes permanently? You would? Well, Z has the answer how. It's easy, causes no side effects, is non-habit forming, and most of all, it's guaranteed. Try Z's simple recommendation. Eat a bagful of Fisher's kerosene-soaked potato chips today.
This is Z, the number one telephone number in the world.
It's time at Z to dial a star. Yes, dial a star. the program where we pick up our telephone and you listen in as we dial some of the biggest names in the show business world. And now, here he is, the man that's literally got his fingers on the bosses of Hollywood, Stymie LaPusco.
Hello, Hank.
Hello, Stymie. Well, who are we going to dial today?
Well, Sebastian, today I thought we'd pick up our hotline to the stars and dial Doris Day.
Well, that sounds like it should really be interesting. Let's pick up our telephones and let our Z callers listen in as we dial Doris Day.
Hello?
Hello?
Luke, is that you? Why ain't you over here with Pepin in the bean field?
Whoops, wrong star.
You'll want to be here next time when we pick up our telephones once again to dial a star.
You've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment from ZZZZZZ.
Now, as a service to you, our caller, so that you may synchronize your watches, Z brings you the correct time.
At the tone, the time will be...
This section of the recording has been omitted by Z in order that you may fill in whatever time it is right now.
I repeated that one because I wanted that as recorded from New York and as recorded locally, both, for posterity. Hey, it's got Jane Barbie's voice, and that makes it an instant classic, right? What follows is not as good quality.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. ZZZZZZ.
Once again, Z takes us to the office of a rapidly vanishing breed, the General Practitioner.
Now, Mrs. Hotchkiss, if you'll kindly stand erect, I'll adjust the machine.
Oh, doctor.
Now, Mrs. Hotchkiss, please raise your arms and take a deep breath. Now, hold. That was fine, Mrs. Hotchkiss.
Oh, doctor, I'm so embarrassed. You can see right through me.
Of course, Mrs. Hotchkiss. That's because you're being... X-rated.
This is Z, the number one telephone number in the world.
The last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory is the first word in entertainment for you. Yes, this is Z. ZZZZZ.
Last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory, ZZZZZZ.
And now Z takes pride in presenting...
Excuse me, yes. May I use your phone, please? Surely, it's right over there.
You mean the one that has ZZZZZZ marked on it?
Right, that's it.
Thank you.
What's the matter? It's no good. They're tapping the line.
This is Z, the number one telephone number in the world.
I'll be with all of you at Z in just a moment. Excuse me, bud. Have you got a match?
is Z, the number one telephone number in the world.
And now, Z presents another great moment in radio. You've been listening to another great moment in radio.
You have reached Z.
Hello, may I talk to your father, please?
Reached Z.
It's time at Z for another visit with Auntie Etiquette, who brings us the prim and proper of high society living. And now here she is, Z's own little Miss Stuck-Up, Auntie Etiquette.
Thank you, and hello. My first letter comes from an upset Midtown housewife. She writes, "What do you say to a husband who reads a newspaper while eating?" "Nothing. It is bad manners to talk while eating." My next question comes from a bewildered socialite from the suburbs. She asks, "In planning a buffet luncheon, should one serve hard-boiled eggs?" My answer to her is, "One should serve whoever shows up."
Thank you, Auntie Etiquette. Don't fail to miss our next visit with Auntie Etiquette. And for those of you with high society problems who would like to write in, send your letters to Auntie Etiquette, P.O. Box 64472, Los Angeles.
You have reached Z.
Hi, this is Charlie Tuna from KHG Radio, and dialing Z is better than an obscene phone call.
Through the miracle of telephone electronics, Z now takes us to the state prison.
No! No, you can't execute me! I'm innocent! Please, no! Please, no! Oh, no!
Yes.
Please, I didn't do it.
Yes, Governor.
I don't want to die.
Of course, Governor.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Yes, Governor, I'll tell him right now.
Well, what did he say?
Well, Louie, that was the Governor.
Yes, I know, but what did he say?
Louie, the Governor just wanted me to tell you, now that you're in the chair, more power to you.
You dialed Z at 836-5566.
Assistance, may I help you?
Yes, 836-5566, please.
Thank you, sir. One moment. Yes, that listing is ZZZ in Los Angeles.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You have reached Z.
El Paso. Now, that's an answer for the Z question man. And here he is.
Thank you very much. The question for that clever answer is, what does a Mexican quarterback do when he can't El Runo or El Punto? Next answer.
Cedars, Mount Sinai, and Kaiser.
Ah, that's another good answer. And the question is, name two hospitals and a steel mill.
Thank you. The question man has been presented by ZZZZZ. If you have an answer for the Z question man, mail it on a postcard only to the Z question man, P.O. Box 64472, Los Angeles.
This is Z.
And now it's time for my second favorite thing. Now, sir, what's your favorite thing?
Well, Gene, my favorite thing is dialing ZZZ, ZZZ, Z, ZZ.
I see. And what's your second favorite thing.
I say my second favorite thing, Mike, is watching plywood warp.
I see. You've just heard my, his second favorite thing.
This is Z.
It's time to reach down into the Z mailbag. Yes, once again, we share with you one of the thousands of fascinating letters that have trickled in to P.O. Box 64472 in Los Angeles. Here's a letter from Martin Sneiderman of Mar Vista, who writes, Dear sirs and or madams, I have been calling Z for several weeks and have developed a growing concern because of the fact that every time I get through to Z, I get hung up on in the middle of your recording. I thought I'd bring this problem to your attention so that you may work to correct it, because it bothers me a whole lot. Love and kisses, your pal, Marty. And now, with Z's official reply, here's Z's chief engineer, the head of Z's engineering department.
To those of you who wrote in regarding this problem, we appreciate your concern and we apologize for these technical difficulties. However, here at Z, we are pleased to announce that the problem has been solved. Yes, the untiring efforts of Z's engineering department and the installation of thousands of dollars of additional, sophisticated, and highly reliable electronic equipment have assured us that this problem will not, cannot, and shall not occur.
You have reached Z.
Tired of getting the busy signal every time you call Z? Want to do something about it? Well, we have an idea for you. Try misdialing to a wrong number.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. Z, 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 Z.
Z presents the hit of the week. You just heard Z's hit of the week.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. Z, 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 Z.
And now for all my horny friends at Z.
You've dialed the last listing in the Los Angeles telephone directory. Z, 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 Z.
Z recreates a page from history. The date, March 10th, 1876. The event, Alexander Graham Bell invents the telephone. Let's listen.
Now, this is the telephone, gentlemen. I'm about to test it for the very first time. My associate, Mr. Watson, is in another room in this hotel, you see. And I'm going to call him on this telephone and ask him to come from his room here, right? Now, are there any questions before we begin?
No, I can't think of any.
All right. Who's got a dime?
Be sure to call next time when Z recreates another page from history.